Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze. We put it in, it took like 30 seconds, guys. And its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
I love spring. I feel like it's the perfect time to hit reset. Get rid of the things that don't work, bring in things that do work. With Nexivo Naturals CBD products, you can get rid of oil-based CBD, which doesn't work very well, and introduce CBD that will help you live well, happily, with less stress and greater sleep quality. Oil-based CBD just doesn't mix well with our bodies because our bodies are mostly water. But Nexivo Naturals developed a clinically tested, water-soluble form of CBD, and their gummies and capsules are proven to work faster and absorb better than oil-based products. For a limited time in April, you can get 60% off an order of $40 or more by using code PANTSUIT at Nexivo.com. I really value the sleep complex. It is CBD with melatonin, and it just helps take the edge off my day when my thoughts are racing as I hit the pillow. I can just kind of feel myself melting away. I wake up refreshed. I sleep all night. I think it is such a good product that has been, for years now, really valuable to me. Give your life a refresh with more effective and fast-acting CBD from Nexivo Naturals. For a limited time in April, get 60% off any order of $40 or more by using code PANTSUIT at Nexivo.com. That's 60% off any order of $40 or more only in April at Nextevo.com with promo code PANTSUIT.
We are all better. It is something all of humanity should celebrate, is the commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. This is Sarah.
And Beth.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics,
the home of grace-filled political conversations.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pantsuit Politics. We are so happy to be here with you today. And before we get started, we wanted to ask you ever so sweetly if you could pop on over to Apple Podcast app and give us a rating and review. It helps new people find Pantsuit Politics. And also, it warms our hearts when you share really, really lovely reviews like this one. Says, in a time like this, there aren't both sides. You're either on the right side of history here or you aren't. And I think both Beth and Sarah have shown this through research and thoughtful discussion. Thank you for your vulnerability and willingness to learn from each other and from others. I'm in turn learning from you. That warms my heart. Thank you so much, lovely person who left this review who has a really long username I'm not going to read. So if you could pop over and give us a rating and review, we would be eternally grateful.
So today is a special day in the United States. It is Juneteenth. We are going to endeavor to share with you some things that we are learning about Juneteenth that we think all Americans should know and that unfortunately were not taught to us in our schools. We also recognize that we are two white ladies having this conversation, and we do not want to in any way be appropriative or condescending or eye-rolly or cringy in any respect. And we will probably not make it through this whole episode without creating one of those moments for you and ourselves later. And so we're just trying to hold some grace here, because what we do think is important is to use the time that we have with our audience, who we cherish, talking about things that we didn't learn enough about in school and that haven't been talked about enough in our mostly white communities. And so if you already know and live and celebrate everything underlying Juneteenth, you might find this unhelpful, but I hope that you know the spirit of it is solidarity and respect and trying to honor this holiday and to spread it beyond just the people who still relate to both the pain and liberation that Juneteenth represents.
You know, I think a lot about a talk I heard Tracy Clayton give at Podcast Movement, former host of Another Round and a friend of ours from college, who said, you know, Black people have enjoyed white media for a long time. We enjoy things created for you, so there's nothing wrong with you enjoying things created for us. And that's sort of the spirit I think is important about Juneteenth. I don't think any sort of progress is made by treating Juneteenth as something only the Black community can celebrate. Now, that doesn't, again, doesn't mean we appropriate, but we are all better. It is something all of humanity should celebrate, is the commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. That is something that serves every single American citizen, and it is something we should celebrate as an essential step forward in our nation's history. And to segregate the holiday and say, oh, it's only for this community, to me, continues to segregate the idea or perpetuate the idea that slavery only hurt the African-American community, which of course is not true. It was a cancer. It's a cancer we are still dealing with. And so I think the more all of us can see this history and embrace the progress that has been made and see the impact and the progress yet to be made, the better we all will be.
So I thought it would be nice to read the description of Juneteenth from Juneteenth.com, which has been working for years to try to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to aggregate information about how it's celebrated across the United States, which, as we'll talk about in a second, differs from community to community. So this is what they say. Juneteenth is a day of reflection, a day of renewal, a pride-filled day. It is a moment in time taken to appreciate the African-American experience. It is inclusive of all races, ethnicities, and nationalities, as nothing is more comforting than the hand of a friend.
Juneteenth serves symbolically and in reality as a reference point from which to measure and appreciate the progress and contributions made by African Americans to this society.
Juneteenth is a day on which honor and respect is paid for the sufferings of slavery. It is a day on which we acknowledge the evils of slavery and its aftermath. On Juneteenth, we talk about our history and realize because of it, there will forever be a bond between us.
On Juneteenth, we think about that moment in time when the enslaved in Galveston, Texas, received word of their freedom. We imagine the depth of their emotions, their jubilant dance, and their fear of the unknown.
Juneteenth is a day that we commit to each other the needed support as family, friends, and coworkers. It is a day we build coalitions that enhance African-American economics.
On Juneteenth, we come together, young and old, to listen, to learn, and to refresh the drive to achieve. It is a day where we all take one step closer to better utilize the energy wasted on racism. Juneteenth is a day that we pray for peace and liberty for all.
And we'll put in the show notes a link for you to find that passage and all of the great information at Juneteenth.com. The first thing we wanted to share is more about that history. So that commemoration mentioned Galveston, Texas. On June 19th of 1865, Union soldiers came into Galveston, Texas with news that the Civil War had ended. And if you're doing the math, that's 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, which became official January 1st of 1863. But that proclamation didn't go very far in Texas for a lot of reasons. There weren't enough Union troops there to enforce the order. There are lots of theories about why this news took so long to get there. And in that 2.5 years, enslavers from Mississippi and Louisiana and other parts of the Southeast migrated
with enslaved people to Texas to escape the enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation. So more than 150,000 enslaved people were moved from the Southeast United States to Texas in that gap between the Emancipation Proclamation and Union soldiers coming into Texas.
And there are lots of stories and theories about why it took so long for the news to reach Texans. There's a story that the messenger was murdered. There is a story that the news was deliberately withheld, in particular by enslavers. And there's a story that federal troops waited for slave owners to reap the benefits of one last cotton harvest before showing up with the news that the enslaved people had been set free. But when General Gordon Granger's regiment arrived in 1865, their forces were strong enough to finally enforce the order and overcome resistance. He issued General Orders Number 3, and this is the text. The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the U.S., all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connections heretofore existing between them becomes the between employer and hired labor. The freedmen are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military post and that they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere.
I think it's really important to spend a minute lingering on the text of General Orders Number 3, because the way that I was sort of taught to think about Union troops was that they were like unimpeachably heroic. Mm-hmm. And that there was an attitude of equality permeating the Union. And if you read the text of this order, it very clearly shows what an exceptionally long way toward valuing all people equally we had to go. I mean, just that last sentence about, you know, the freedmen are not going to be allowed to just hang out. Well, they're like making an assumption that mm-hmm. enslaved people were going to go from the long, hard, incredibly laborious days that they were required to put in to doing nothing. I mean, it's a really sad reflection on how even the people I was taught to think of as the good guys without any complexity felt about enslaved people at that moment in history.
So it's probably not surprising to hear that everyone did not immediately obey the order. Enslavers beat and shot enslaved people who were trying to leave and claim their freedom. Historian Elizabeth Hayes Turner tells of an enslaved woman, Katie Darling, who was continuously enslaved after the order came out for another 6 years. 6 years.
So despite all of the ugliness that preceded and followed General Granger's arrival, the freed people in Texas celebrated June 19th with barbecues and gatherings, prayers and songs and readings. And since then, it has been thought of as both celebratory and painful. I loved this description from Caleb Gale, and we'll put a link to his piece about this in the show notes too. He said, Juneteenth plays stage to what Black families love doing most, celebrating life, no matter how much we have had to fight for it. Juneteenth has always been a difficult celebration for Black people on two dimensions. We celebrate that we are no longer enslaved in this country while realizing that this country has been morally bankrupt for devaluing and enslaving us in the first place.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm not a research scientist, but I know that having a good hair day correlates with a good mood for me. And I have many more good hair days since I've been using Pros. I use the Pros shampoo, conditioner, curl cream, gel, and occasionally the hair mask. These products were formulated specifically for me, not for my hair type, but for me. What I eat, where I live, the specific issues that worry me about my naturally curly and very thick hair. Since I've been using Pros, I've noticed that I can go longer between washes without my hair looking dull
or feeling oily. I've noticed that my curl structure is stronger and healthier. I've noticed that my hair has figured out how it wants to just lie on my head. I'm not fighting with it every day anymore. I feel like my hair and I have come to a peace truce. And that is really emotionally beneficial to me, in addition to producing lots of compliments on my hair everywhere I go. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/pantsuit. So get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/pantsuit. That's PROSE.com/pantsuit.
You know we love rituals to celebrate the changing seasons and the different celebrations in our lives. You guys, this year I committed to Olive in June as a part of my ritual. I really wanted to paint my nails more regularly, and I have done a great job. I don't mean to brag on myself, mainly because they make it so easy. It's really, really all about that Manny system, especially the nail strengthener, which I'm very passionate about. I just love using the colors to mark the fun things happening in my week. Lime fizz for St. Patrick's Day, sequin everything when I went to the beach, grateful and kind for Valentine's Day week. I just think it puts a little pep in my step. And they make it so easy with the system. The manicures last so long. It's like $2 a manicure, basically. They always have the most amazing polishes. I love following their Instagram for ideas about manicures. I just love everything about Olive in June. That's the long and short of it, guys. Visit oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first Manny system. The second thing you needed to know, we're bringing in a guest, Mr. Griffin Holland, who just completed a really cool OutSchool class. If you don't know about OutSchool.com, I'll put the link in the show notes, by Dr. Sherry A. Mehta, called Juneteenth, An Exploration of the Celebration of Freedom. So he's going to share some additional information about Juneteenth. Specifically, he is going to tell us about Emancipation Park, an area in Houston closely tied to the history of Juneteenth.
It was purchased to celebrate the end of slavery, but was too costly to open for the entire year. So when Juneteenth became a holiday, the owners, a man named Allen and four other people, decided to open it for one day of the year, Juneteenth, where lots of people could gather around 4 acres that they bought to celebrate Juneteenth. They celebrate it mainly by eating foods that are generally red. This is a different topic, but it's in my notes.
So the Emancipation Park began as a place to celebrate Juneteenth. It didn't stay in the owner's hands. It kind of got neglected. In the 70s, they try to revive it. And then recently, the city of Houston has spent millions of dollars. And now it's a UNESCO slave route heritage site. So Emancipation Park in Houston is a really important part of Juneteenth history. And, okay, so we talked about often at Juneteenth celebration, there is red food. And what did we learn about why red food?
It is believed that the red food theme is carried over from mainly drinks that were made in West Africa.
Yeah, so they think that a lot of the West Africans in Texas at the time used hibiscus tea as a form of celebration, and that traditional red drink carried over. And now, so at Juneteenth celebrations, you see red velvet cake and red punches and red clothing and watermelon juice, and you see lots of red foods as a part of the celebration.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing what you learned, Griffin.
The third thing that we want to share is that Juneteenth gained national attention and spread more widely following the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. Coretta Scott King and Ralph Abernathy cut short the Poor People's March on June 19th to commemorate Juneteenth. And this is what really started to spread Juneteenth outside of Texas.
So you see a more modern adoption of Juneteenth and a spread in the late 1900s. And then More recently, you've probably seen a lot of discussion over social media with companies like Twitter saying they're going to begin to give June 19th off to all employees and sort of reviving the conversation about Juneteenth as a national holiday. It is not yet a national holiday. And that's the fourth thing we want you to know. The Senate has passed a resolution last year recognizing Juneteenth Independence Day, but the House hasn't yet approved it. It is recognized by 46 states in the District of Columbia. Only Hawaii, North Dakota, and South Dakota don't officially recognize Juneteenth. The NFL, Twitter, Square have now recognized it as a day off for celebration, education, and connection. And the New York Times gave employees an additional day off and encouraged them to use it on June 19th.
I really appreciated this description from Van Newkirk writing in The Atlantic. He said, "And it's spread across the country in gradual supplanting of other emancipation celebrations. Juneteenth has always retained that sense of belatedness. It is the observance of a victory delayed, a foot dragging and desperate resistance by white supremacy against the tide of human rights, and of illegal freedom trampled by the might of state violence. As the belated emancipation embedded in the holiday foretold generations of black codes, forced labor, racial terror, police brutality, and a century-long regime of Jim Crow, it also imbued the holiday with a sense of Sisyphean prospect of an abridged liberty, with full citizenship always taunting and tantalizing, but just one more protest down the road."
Spring is so tricky because I feel the sun shining, the earth is waking up, and I want fresh, vegetable-forward meals. And I'm running in 75 directions and don't have a lot of kitchen and prep time. Fortunately, Factor is here for me and for you with fresh, never frozen meals that are chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in 2 minutes. They have a ton of options for us, including keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, and so many add-ons if you need help with breakfast or snacks or on-the-go lunches or beverages. Factor is here for you. Every meal I've had from Factor is so well composed, it's so flavorful, the sauces are delicious, and Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look for Earth Month Eats badges on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/pantsuit50 and use code pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code pantsuit50 at factormeals.com/pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And I think what you see, because it was this gradual process and it was the celebrating of sort of the last place to find out about the emancipation, it's really interesting. In many communities across the country, you see different dates for celebration. So, for example, I don't know if y'all knew this. I live in Paducah, Kentucky. And in Paducah, the Juneteenth conversation kind of left me bewildered in the beginning, because in Paducah, we celebrate on the 8th of August, and it's a very big deal because that's the day that African Americans in Paducah learned of emancipation. This is from ExploreKentuckyHistory.com. These yearly occasions fell on different days of the calendar for several reasons. Most often, Emancipation Day celebrations fell on January 1st. This day was popular because Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation went into effect on that day in 1863. Some communities instead chose to celebrate on September 22nd, the day when the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation was issued in 1862. Other communities chose to honor April 9th, the day in 1865 when General Robert E. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox. Still others selected a day in December when the 13th Amendment took effect, or the various days when the Union Army occupied their town or county. In Texas, the most popular day was June 19th, also known as Juneteenth. On that day in 1865, slaves in Texas heard that the war was over and they were free. Paducah's chosen Emancipation Day is somewhat unique. According to the August 8, 1905 edition of the Paducah Daily News Democrat, the day was chosen because it was when slaves in Santo Domingo, Haiti, earned their freedom. Haiti was the first Black republic established in the Western Hemisphere after a slave uprising that began in 1791. And I think that's so interesting. I think it speaks to exactly that quote from Van Newkirk, that this was so slow and disjointed in a way. And even if it was announced, just what we saw from the history in Texas, it's not like it was immediate and everybody was automatically free. And so you have, I think, these like different celebrations at different times in a really kind of beautiful way illustrate the sort of broken, disjointed nature of emancipation. Because like you said, I think we're taught, oh, well, the Union Army was good. They wanted to abolish slavery. We sent the Emancipation Proclamation and everybody was free. And what you see from the history of Juneteenth and celebrations across the country is that that was simply not the case. We didn't just end slavery and move on. We didn't and do not fix racism and move on. And I think that that's really what Juneteenth offers us, right? Is an opportunity to fully face the complicated history, both the tragedy and the suffering, and also the joyful celebration of forward momentum and the acknowledgement that it's not a straight line, but that the work continues.
Which is all particularly relevant always, and especially at the moment we're living in, given that this week we are mourning the death of Rayshard Brooks, continuing to mourn the deaths of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd. We are celebrating the Supreme Court's decision to protect the LGBTQ community from employment discrimination and to, for now at least, prevent the termination of the DACA program. And I think what is a beautiful invitation for everyone about Juneteenth is to hold together the notion that there are victories and there is so much work and there is so much pain. And we have to sit with all of it and carry all of it. And that's what we wanted to do here today. We will return to much of the breaking news on Tuesday's episode. We're going to talk a little bit about foreign policy on Tuesday because there's a big world out there that we haven't gotten to spend a whole lot of time on given everything that's happening in the United States lately. You can hear detailed breakdowns of our Supreme Court analysis on the Nightly Nuance. And of course, Sarah is keeping you informed every morning on Instagram in our news brief. So we'll see you in those places. We hope that you have a great weekend. We hope that Juneteenth celebrations all over this country are beautiful and surrounded by communities that really honor the holiday. Keep it nuanced, y'all.
Pantsuit Politics is produced by Dylan Garvin and Studio D Production. Elise Knapp is our managing editor. Dante Lima is the composer and performer of our theme music.
Our show is listener supported. Our executive producers are Allison Luzader, Allie Edwards, Amy Whited, Barry Kaufman, David McWilliams, Emily Neasley, Janice Elliott, Jared Minson, Joshua Allen, Martha Brunitsky, Sarah Ralph, Tiffany Hasler, Timothy Miller, and Tracy Putoff.
To support Pantsuit Politics and receive lots of bonus features, visit patreon.com/pantsuitpolitics.
You can connect with us on our website, pantsuitpoliticsshow.com, sign up for our weekly emails, and follow us on Instagram.